Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast, where we help you crush the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery, also known as the ASVAB, in order to achieve your dreams of serving in the United States Armed Forces. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and I'm excited to share my years of experience and expertise in ASVAB preparation with you. In each episode, we'll dive deep into test material, strategies for success, and insights from military veterans and experts. Whether you're a high school student considering military service or a seasoned professional seeking to advance your career, this podcast is your ultimate guide to mastering the ASVAB and achieving your goals. Let's dominate the ASVAB together. What's up, guys? Mickey Gaminol here. Today, I'm going over some general stuff about the ASVAB, just kind of getting back to my roots, going over some basic stuff. If you do have an ASVAB coming up, this kind of information could be helpful to you. I'm just going to go over some 10 general ideas of the ASVAB. To start, the acronym ASVAB is the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. It's the standardized test used by the United States military to assess the aptitude and potential abilities of individuals seeking to join the armed forces. And here are some key things to know. The main purpose of this test is to help military recruiters assess a candidate's suitability for various military occupations and to determine which roles they might be best suited for on their skills and abilities. So you take this test, it's going to determine if you can be 25 series working with cyber, 68 series working with healthcare, or 09 Sierra, which of course is the best MOS, all of those future officers out there. Anyways, the test content. So the content of this exam is multiple subtests that measure different aspects of cognitive abilities and knowledge. These subtests cover areas such as arithmetic reasoning, math knowledge, verbal expression, paragraph comprehension, general science, mechanical comprehension, and electronics information. The scores on the ASVAB. The ASVAB scores are reported as standard scores and percentile scores. The standard scores are used by the military to determine the eligibility for different military jobs. The percentile scores indicate how an individual's performance compares to other test takers. A lot of students get this mixed up. So they think the percentage score, the percentile score, means that you got like 80%. But what a percentile score really means is if you get an 80%, it means you're better than 80% of the people who took it. It doesn't mean how many questions you got right or wrong. It's about comparing your percentage to everybody else's. So keep that in mind when you're looking at those percentile scores. And truthfully, the percentile score isn't that important. Really, what you want to look at is your line scores and those other scores for the military jobs. So a little bit deeper into that is going to be the composite scores. The ASVAB also provides composite scores, such as the AFQT, which is the Armed Forces Qualification Test Score. The AFQT is derived from specific ASVAB subtests used to determine an individual's eligibility for enlistment in the military. So the AFQT is going to decide whether or not you qualify for your branch of service. And this test is going to be composed mainly of math and English. So you want to brush up on your math and English if you're worried about getting in. Now, if you're confident in getting in and then you want to focus more on getting the right MOS, now you're going to focus a little more on those other tests as well. Probably a little more general science, maybe some mechanical comprehension, that kind of thing. All right, branch requirements. Different branches of the military have varying minimum score requirements for enlistment and specific job assignments. Some branches and positions may place more emphasis on certain subtests or scores than others. Study resources. Now, this is where I come in, but a lot of people come in for study resources. There are various study resources available to help individuals prepare for the ASVAB. These resources may include study guides, practice tests, and online tools provided by official military sources and commercial publishers. So what that means is you're going to see stuff from Army or from Navy, basically from the Department of Defense, that can help you to prepare for the ASVAB. And then you're also going to see some commercial publishers. Kaplan is one. ASVAB for Dummies is super popular. And then, of course, the best is Gaminol Tutors. So if you are looking for ASVAB help, we have a lot of stuff at GaminolTutors.com. Test administration. So the ASVAB is administered at military entrance processing stations, also known as MEPS, and other authorized testing centers. It can be taken by high school students as part of the ASVAB career exploration program or by individuals seeking to enlist in the military. The importance of preparation. So while the ASVAB is not an IQ test and doesn't measure innate intelligence, preparation can significantly improve performance. Familiarizing yourself with the test format, content, and practicing problem-solving skills can lead to better results. One thing to keep in mind is it's going to be a multiple-choice test, and it's going to be a responsive test. So sometimes the questions are going to seem like they're getting easier, sometimes they're going to be getting harder, and both of those things are true. It's responding to how you answered your previous question. So keep that in mind. The difficulty of the test is going to vary from student to student. So you kind of got to be as prepared as you can be. The validity period. So ASVAB scores are generally valid for 2 years from the date of testing. If you decide to retake the test, the most recent scores will be used for enlistment purposes. Career guidance. The ASVAB results provide valuable information about career options both within the military and beyond. Even if you don't pursue a military career, the skills and interests identified by the ASVAB can help guide your civilian career choices. Remember, the ASVAB is an important step for individuals considering military service, and understanding its structure, scoring, and implications can help you make informed decisions about your military career path. When I took the ASVAB, I definitely studied for it. And I have a degree in education, so I was pretty well brushed up on my math. But I still did as much studying as I could leading up to the exam. And I would encourage anybody who's planning to take an exam to do a little bit of preparation, because a little bit of preparation goes a long way. You see the format of the questions. One thing that some of my students have recently told me is it's not all just A, B, C, D anymore. You're not going to see those four multiple choices. Sometimes you'll see A, B, C, D, E. And so sometimes you're going to have more than just the four multiple choices, which makes back solving a little bit harder and makes guessing the right answer a little bit harder. So keep that in mind. Don't be shocked when you see a question with five multiple choice answers. And then always remember you can back solve. Something that's really underrated is looking at the answers and realizing that one of those answers has to be right. So you don't necessarily need to prove how to get to the right answer. All you got to do is prove, well, this answer makes the most sense. And so that can save you a ton of time and make the test a lot easier for you. Other than that, I think that covers a lot of it. One thing that I also like to tell my students, especially if you're fresh out of high school and you're not sure which branch to get into, is that your ASVAB is good for all branches. So if you go through and you take the ASVAB and you kill it, right? You get like a 99 and your GT score is like 137 or something crazy. And you say, okay, I'm going to take this and see what the Air Force is going to give me for options versus what the Army National Guard is going to give me versus the reserves versus active duty. You can do that. You can take your ASVAB score to a bunch of different recruiters and really make the most informed decision. And if my kids were taking the ASVAB and they did really well, I would encourage them to do just that. It gives them a lot of options as far as which bonus is going to give you the best and what branch is going to get you like the best quality of life. So I would definitely, like, that's something that's not as well marketed because a lot of recruiters aren't going to say, hey, take your score and show it to the other branch, because they're determined, they're kind of focused on getting you enrolled into their branch. And that's not really to diss recruiters, because recruiters are, you know, doing the best they can, but they get a lot of students who will just disappear on them. So they're just, their prerogative is to get you registered, get you sworn in as quickly as possible. So you have to be your own best advocate and take that score to all the branches, maybe a couple other recruiters, unless you're like set. Like, I have a lot of students who go Marines and they're pretty set on being Marines. So if you know which branch you want to get into, that's fine too. But if you're open to other branches, I would highly recommend taking that ASVAB score and shopping around for the different branches. Cool. I think that's about all I got for you guys. As always, if you have any questions, definitely reach out to me. You can find me at gammonalltutors.com, and you guys are free to let me know how your ASVAB journey's going. All right, guys, good to be back. Thank you.
Remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. Are you considering a career in the military but feeling overwhelmed by the ASVAB exam? Look no further than gammonalltutors.com for the best ASVAB prep courses. Our courses are designed by experienced instructors to help you master the best sections of the ASVAB exam, including mathematics, English, and general science. We use proven teaching methods and provide extensive practice materials to ensure that you are fully prepared on test day. With gammonalltutors.com, you'll have access to comprehensive study guides, personalized tutoring sessions, and online practice exams. Our courses are available on demand, so you can learn at your own pace and on your own schedule. Don't let the ASVAB exam hold you back from achieving your career goals. Sign up for gammonalltutors.com ASVAB prep courses today and take the first step towards a successful military career.